Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hey, everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Many thanks to super producer and host Ryan Hickey holding it down. Hickey holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. And thank you to you, you for tuning in and listening to the show. This is when we get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We've had a busy weekend. We've had a busy day. We're going to have a busy night. And a lot of it, as you can probably guess, has to deal with basketball. And so we got a lot of it. The Final Four is set. Damn it, games were amazing over the weekend. We got an amazing game that's going to take place in about an hour from now. LSU and Iowa are going to go at it. This is a good time of year. It's a beautiful time of the year. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can tune in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio and boom, everything pops up. If you want to call and participate in the show, you can do that as well. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can find me online. I'm on the internet. I am everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. Of course, when LSU and Iowa tips off in about an hour from now, we're going to give you an update on what's going on in that game. We've already heard Angel Reese letting everybody know that we don't have no beef, me and Caitlin Clark, that we are A-OK. We've seen an explosion now that we're down to the Final Four on the men's side. So much interest in a lot of these athletes. We even have Jokic, who isn't one to delve outside of, horse racing and the Nuggets. Even he is chiming in on this March Madness action, taking a look at DJ Burns. So we got a lot to get into, a lot to talk about. A matter of fact, in 20 minutes from now, we're going to have a conversation with CBS Sports college basketball analyst Steve Lapis is going to come through and join us. The former coach is going to drop by and drop some knowledge. Let me tell you the number one more time, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Hickey, how you doing, man? You good?
I am good, JR. My question, though, is are you good? It sounds like you smoked like 10 packs of cigarettes today.
Oh, no. Listen, bro. 10? No, mate. Does that help with allergies? Does it help?
There's no trick right now, so maybe. I guess it can't hurt anymore.
I can, if I have a 10-pack of cigarettes, it'll help my throat and my eyes?
I don't know about hurt. I don't know about help, I should say.
Okay.
Maybe not that much.
Yeah, I woke up this morning, my eyeballs were like, I look like I fought Mike Tyson, let's put it that way.
Oh boy.
What's that guy's name? Jake Paul, is that who's going to fight Mike Tyson?
Right now, scheduled to at least.
Yeah, that's what I look like this morning. So I'd say it's an improvement I can see out of my face, and so it's good. But as long as I can speak for the most part, let's go out there and just make it happen. How we go? Well, what did you do over the weekend?
Hung low, went home, saw my parents celebrate Easter weekend, and just kind of relaxed, which is actually very nice.
Lovely. Yeah, no good deed goes unpunished. I was in the park yesterday, and it's like the park is so beautiful, and the park is what ended up whooping my ass. And there you have it. All of the pollening is what they call it here. It's the pollening, and now I'm paying for it. Maybe I should just lock myself inside and things would be better. But then at the same time, if I lock myself inside, I'd be able to watch all the basketball, which I did anyway. Congratulations, North Carolina State and Purdue, Alabama making its first Final Four, and then we also have UConn. Yes, UConn is still here. UConn still the favorite to win the national championship. Yes, UConn looking to go back-to-back. Yes, UConn is still here. They took care of business on Saturday, knocking off Illinois. But let's get a little bit more recent. Let's take a look at the games that took place last night, that took place yesterday. We're going to talk about Zach Edey next hour. But we know Purdue beat Tennessee. It was a close one, 72-66. Edey dropped 40 points, had 16 rebounds. The score would have been a little bit wider margin of victory if he knocked down some free throws. And Purdue is looking to go out and win its first title since 1980. And Mr. Edey, he was real hyped after the game. I know he dropped an F-bomb on national television. And here on CBS, he was just saying, look, folks, we here at Purdue, we're just a bunch of winners. Listen.
Zach, an unbelievable performance by this team, but by you specifically. What was your mentality in this game?
They thought they knew us, man. They thought they knew what we had in our hearts. I promise you they did. We're winners. That's what we do.
Whoa. That guy is, was he happy or angry? What was his deal, Hickey? I know he had 40 points. He didn't come down off the high yet, huh?
That was, a lot of frustration there. Kind of maybe pent up for the last few years of doubts and let it out in that 15-second clip.
Yeah, he did. He's just dropping F-bombs on CBS. It's Easter Sunday, man. Take a break. And I give him good reason for being hyped. Mr. Edey here is only the fifth man in college basketball D1 history to have a career with 900 points and 450 rebounds. Larry Bird, Elvin Hayes, Rick Barry, and Oscar Robertson. This is the space that he's in right now. So I don't blame him for being hyped up. I don't blame him for having all of the emotions. Let's hear his head coach, Matt Painter. He talked about how hyped everybody is and was on Wish TV.
Unbelievable feeling. We know what we have gone through the last couple years with the losses we've had in the tournament. Man, it's hard and it hurts. You know, and then the Purdue fans that stick by you, you know, it means a lot. But when Zach came back and all of our guys committed, and we went from a very average three-point shooting team to a great three-point shooting team, and we really had great balance and chemistry. And our guys were great, but just happy for our players and our staff for everything they've been able to accomplish here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I guess when you have all these, I don't want to call them upsets, but when you have all the disappointments, I guess this is, as Hickey said, this pent-up frustration. And Zach Edey will have an opportunity to take out this frustration against North Carolina State. And is there a player that we have learned more about here in this tournament than DJ Burns? The man dropped 29 points, was his season high. At North Carolina State, thank you very much, knocked out Duke, 76-64. No Jared McCain in the nail polish and the dancing, that's over. Even DJ Burns put up a funny little meme in his stories as, he put Jared McCain dancing off of the court as a loser. McCain had 32, but DJ Burns, 6'9", 275 pounds. This man has led North Carolina State to the Final Four. The last time they won the title, you might remember, is when they beat Houston in 1983. Nobody expected that. I don't think anybody expected this. I mean, even Jokic, Nikola Jokic, is sitting around talking about this dude. Listen to the Joker have compliments about DJ Burns.
He's amazing.
You watch a lot of college basketball?
No, I just watch it. Actually, they're not supposed to make it, right? It's something in...
We're in a conference tournament to get in. What do you like about DJ's game?
I think he's so skilled. Especially lefty. I love to be lefty. And, like, it seems like teammates like to play with him, so gotta be a good guy.
Oh, wow. Wow. Hickey, Jokic actually sounds interested in something. I didn't know it could exist.
I was going to say, I can't remember him talking that glowingly about any other player that's not his teammate ever before.
Never. I've never heard him sound that happy about anything besides his own silly horses, right? I mean...
He was smitten.
He was. I think it's the fact that he's another... He can relate. It's a 6'9" guy, 275 pounds. I mean, when Jokic came over to the NBA, there were these stories about how he would just sit around, eat every and anything, and then also just drink Pepsi all day. And so I guess Nikola Jokic has found someone that he can relate to or relate with. Listen to DJ Burns. He talked about how North Carolina State and him, they turned everything around. This is him on CBS.
There's just been a total switch in our commitment. Nobody's being late to things. Nobody's, you know, being a problem on the court. Everybody's come together. I don't know what it is, but everybody's handling on and off the court well.
Oh, he's snitching. He's snitching on somebody. Or maybe he's snitching on himself. I don't know. People love this guy. They know who he is. They say he reminds them of Z-Bo, Zach Randolph. He is skilled for a big dude. Everybody likes the big guy that can go out there and score. It's basketball. You're supposed to be slim, and you're supposed to be like a gazelle. You're not supposed to be big like an elephant or a bear. Kevin Keats, the head coach, he said that this team is special.
I've had some really good teams. And, you know, for us, I would say something about all of my teams are really special. These guys are so special. I think, what is it, 9 now? 9 elimination games, or you go home. They're tremendous. Like, you ought to see us every day.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess we would see you every day because now guys are showing up on time. Nothing wrong with that. North Carolina State knocks off Duke. Will now take on Purdue. Another matchup. These games actually finished on Saturday. We'll get into UConn because we know all UConn does is win. They didn't beat up Illinois by 30 points. Only went out there and waxed them 77-52. UConn out here going for his 6th title. And they're being opposed by Alabama. And no, this is not football, Alabama. This is not Roll Tide football. No, this is basketball. This is a place where Alabama has never been. This is their first Final Four. And I know last week I was real hyped on Grant Nelson, the big tall dude with the mustache. He only had 8 points and 7 rebounds. What a poor, poor showing for him. Mark Sears got busy on Saturday as Alabama beat Clemson. He had 23 points. And so Alabama's not supposed to be here. It's still crazy for me to think about Alabama basketball and not football. It makes no sense. Maybe Nick Saban had to leave for the basketball team to have some success. And speaking of Nick Saban, did we really need this? Head coach of Alabama, Nate Oates, he praised somebody. He praised Nick Saban. This is what the world needed, right?
Look, when I came to Alabama, I knew it was a football school. Like, there's no denying it. But somebody asked me that a couple years ago. I think it's a championship school. There's the whole Mudita thing. Like, I'm going to pick the brain of all the ultra-successful coaches throughout the department. And we've got multiple coaches, current coaches, that have won national championships, whether it's men's golf, women's golf, softball. And we've got, you know, Sarah Patterson retired from gymnastics. She's a huge basketball fan, has her own season tickets, won multiple national championships in gymnastics. But Coach Saban, I'm a big football fan. I came to Alabama loving the fact that I was going to be able to work in the same athletic department as arguably the best, maybe not even the best football coach, the best coach of any team sports in modern history, whether college sports, anything. And I didn't want to bother him, but I certainly picked his brain when it was appropriate. I went and watched practices. I sat in on staff meetings. I shadowed him for a day. I went on road trips with him to see how they operated. I tried to learn as much as I could. It never nagged me or bothered me that football was huge at Alabama. I loved it. Like, it's better for recruiting. It's better for everything for us.
Just leave Nick Saban's name. Do we got to hear his name even on a basketball side? And I'm sure it's true. You learn how to win with Nick Saban. You learn how to – you pick up habits. Yeah, sure. But just pat yourself on the back. We don't need to hear about Nick Saban on the basketball side either. Congratulations to Alabama. First time here in the Final Four. And Nate Oates, outside of praising Nick Saban, Nate Oates went as far to say, yeah, I can't believe I'm here. I can't believe we got this far.
Then you start to grow up in the coaching profession and just want to be at the Final Four, be in the hotel lobby so I can see the big name coaches that are there. And somehow I caught enough breaks. I'm coaching in one, which is unreal. I mean, give hope to a lot of high school coaches tonight, that's for sure. But I don't know if it's really hit me yet. It probably won't hit me until after the Final Four is over, because I'm going to enjoy it tonight a little bit, and then we got to try to figure out how to beat UConn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you better figure out how to beat UConn, because UConn is beating the brakes off of everybody. Congratulations to Alabama. Let's see how long they last. They may not be around past Saturday. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, yeah, the Final Four is set. North Carolina State and Purdue, Alabama taking on UConn. Go ahead and lock in for Saturday afternoon and Saturday evening. And we got a lot to talk about. A matter of fact, on the other side of the break, when we come back, we'll have a chat with CBS Sports college basketball analyst Steve Lapis is going to come through and join us. We'll keep you up to date on Iowa and LSU. They're going to tip off in about 45 minutes. On the ladies' side, we got a lot to discuss, a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to Arizona. We're going to Phoenix. We're going to Glendale. We have our Final Four set on the men's side. And to talk about what we've witnessed, what we've seen, and what we might see this coming Saturday and Championship Monday, joining us right now, he's an analyst, CBS Sports College Basketball. You see him on television, Steve Lapis. Steve, thank you for taking the time to join us, Coach.
Hey, thanks for having me, JR.
Absolutely. I mean, out of everything that we've seen over the weekend, and you know what? Forget the weekend. Throughout the entire tournament, what has stood out to you the most?
I mean, you got to say NC State. I mean, it's a ridiculous story when you think about it. Here's a coach that had a good chance of being let go once the ACC tournament was done. They're down 8 points to Louisville in the first round of the ACC tournament, win that game. They're playing Virginia. Virginia's got a three-point lead. They miss a free throw with 5 seconds to go. They bank in a 37-foot shot, and now here they are in the Final Four. It's a ridiculous story when you think about it. I mean, when you know somebody asked me today, like, who's playing with house money? I said, well, NC State's playing with more house money than anybody in the history of the tournament.
Without a shadow of a doubt, Steve Lapis is here with us on CBS Sports Radio. We even have DJ Burns catching the attention of Nikola Jokic. When you see DJ Burns play, does he remind you of anybody, or is he just like one of a kind with his size?
You know, it's a great question. And he's like one of a kind in terms of the way he's built physically, because he is built more like a football player, you would think, than a basketball player. But he is so agile and has such great feet. And usually a guy that size, you know, we're talking 270, 280, that, you know, to move his feet the way he does and to have such a soft touch. He's a lefty and has that soft touch off the glass with that left hand. I mean, he really is. And that's one thing that Kevin Keats told us numerous times. He said, the kid's like a teddy bear. Because I asked, I said, hey, you know, you think this kid could play football? You know, and I'm not saying he can't play basketball. And basketball is going to be a little tough because, you know, he's 6'9". He's got to play inside. In the NBA, the guys are huge. So I asked about football. He said, I don't know. He's like a teddy bear. And, you know, that's a great thing. He's great with the fans at NC State after games, with the little kids and everybody. It really is a great story.
No, absolutely. Steve Lapis is joining us of CBS Sports. Well, you think about North Carolina State getting ready to take on Purdue. There's another giant guy who they're going to go out there and oppose this Saturday, and that's Zach Edey. And a lot of people have varying opinions on what he is or what he can do at the next level. What do you think about Zach and the time he spent to develop at Purdue?
First of all, you know, anybody who says that Zach Edey is just big, it's ridiculous. Because to be as big as he is and have the touch that he has and have the way he's able to maneuver in the lane and get to a point where he could block a shot and move around, this kid is an athlete. He plays 30-plus minutes at 7'4" without being tired. I mean, he is an athlete. And he has really been so good, and obviously something that nobody else, you know, really can get used to dealing with because he's so big.
Nice.
But Zach Edey, obviously a tremendous difference maker on both ends of the floor. And the fact that he's such a focal point gets other guys open because you always have him in the back of your mind. He's the focal point of your game plan. And when you have that, these other guys know how to play off of it, especially because they have like 40% plus three-point shooters around them. So the space is there, and he is just a dominant force.
Yeah, basketball analyst and former coach Steve Lapis is here. When we take a look at North Carolina State and Purdue, who do you think will advance and head over to the championship game on Monday?
Well, there's no doubt I think Purdue, and not taking anything away from NC State, I think this is going to be a really hard game for DJ Burns to score a significant amount of points inside because of Zach. And, you know, he's going to be fit, you know, from a size standpoint, it's going to be tough. And the thing about it is Zach Edey, you can let DJ Burns even get to a good spot in the low post, and he's just so much bigger than him, just get his arms up, and he's going to make it hard. And the other thing about NC State is, DJ Horn is their best perimeter shooter, and the other guys are inconsistent. I just don't think they have enough in this game to overcome a DJ Burns not having a big game. I think it's going to be hard for them to overcome that against this Purdue team.
Yeah, when you take a look at the other game, this one might be also very clear as to what might happen. What are your thoughts on Alabama and UConn?
A little more sketchy, and let me just say this. UConn has been so good in the NCAA tournament, so good for a long time this year. And I'm not picking against them. I think they're going to win the game. But Alabama's dangerous because they make 11 threes a game. So if Alabama happens to be able to come out and make 15 or 16 threes, this game can get a little dicey. Now, the problem is Alabama not great defensively. So, you know, you can't give UConn easy looks because you kind of score 95 on you if you do that. So if Alabama shoots extremely well and their defense is better than it's been, you know, it's been okay in the NCAA tournament. During the season, it wasn't great. They give up 80 points a game. Then you got something. But I think it's going to be hard for them. If their plan is we're going to outscore UConn, I don't think that's going to happen without them playing much better defensively. But that's of the two games, this one has the biggest question mark to me only because of Alabama's ability to make many threes.
Yes, Steve Lapis is joining us here on CBS Sports Radio. You know, Coach Hurley has done a lot of – he's been very vocal, let's put it that way, just over the past season, here throughout the tournament. Is it mind games? Is he having fun? I mean, from your perspective as a coach to another one, what do you think about a lot of his commentary post-game?
I think, you know, Danny grew up in Jersey City. He's a hard-scrabble kid. You know, he grew up the hard way. I mean, his father was a great dad, no doubt, was a probation officer in Jersey City. So, I mean, Danny did not grow up with a silver spoon. So Danny is going to say things that Danny wants to say. That's him. He's a tough street kid. And, you know, and that's a big reason why that team plays the way they play. They play hard as can be on every possession. They take a lot of pride in that. He also obviously is a tremendous X and O guy. He grew up with this. You know, I remember going to that gym there to recruit Bob Hurley senior players, and Danny was like 10, 11 years old, and he'd be in games playing with guys like Michael Corn that were already playing the NBA. I mean, we're talking about big-time games, and he was like 10 years old, and he was playing in those games. So this guy's been, you know, subjected and involved in this for so long, he doesn't think anything of it, and he just is doing what he was kind of born to do.
Hey, Steve, I think I can make the assumption that you got UConn winning it all.
Yeah, I have UConn winning it all, no doubt. I think of the two games this weekend, I think Purdue has the easier one. I could be wrong. And I think ultimately, in the end, UConn definitely is going to be winning it all.
Yeah, well, they're going to go up there and cut those nets, I think, about 7 days from now, next Monday. I could see that going down in Phoenix. I think that's what most people expect. But before we get there, before we let you go, I do have to ask you about the matchup in a game that's going to take place in about 30 minutes from now between Iowa and then also LSU. Do you ever recall at any point this much attention being paid to women's basketball, at least on a college level?
No, I never. And the truth is, I mean, people are talking about, you know, what are the ratings going to be for this game? People are excited about this game. This game could do numbers from a rating standpoint that nobody ever expected from a women's basketball game. It really is. It's great for basketball. It's great for the women's game, what's going on. Caitlin Clark has been great for the women's game. So, I mean, this is a high point, and all it does is help basketball in general. And I'm so happy for the women because, I mean, I'm good friends with Gina Auriemma. I've known her for a long time. And it's just great for the women to get this kind of exposure, publicity, and it should be a heck of a game.
Without a shadow of a doubt. Well, Steve, thank you so much for taking the time to hop on. Enjoy the game, and enjoy the rest of the games too, okay? Where can people follow and keep up with you?
Well, I'm on Twitter at @FSTLapis, and we're gonna be having studio shows this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday on CBS Sports Network. So, and we have, I tell you what show is really good. Our Friday show, they're all good, but our Friday show is the practice show where we're at the practices at the Final Four, and we're on for 4 hours. And I believe we're on from 2 to 6 local time here, Eastern time, 11 to 3 there. And it's a great show, really. We're there with the four teams that practice 1 hour each, and it's a really good, informative show.
Hey, Coach, thank you so much. We're looking forward to it, okay?
Thank you so much, JR.
No problem. That's Steve Lapis, CBS Sports College basketball analyst. Not a difficult thing for everybody to look and go, yeah, UConn is going to walk away with another victory. Well, they got two more to go. UConn has to go out there and knock off Alabama on Saturday, and then we'll see what takes place on Monday. I think it's safe to assume that UConn will be there, unless Alabama wants to play spoiler, and that would be a major, major upset. Hickey, you giving Alabama, or everybody got a chance. Are you giving them a good chance, a good shot?
I am. I'm with Coach. I think that they shoot the three ball better than really anyone else in the country, and simple math, three is greater than two. UConn is not the best three-point shooting team. Now, it's a lot, right? You got to get hot. I mean, I would even say maybe 20 threes they got to hit if they want to really, you know, make this a game and make UConn uncomfortable. But this is also a team that's capable of doing that. If Alabama could get hot from three, I'd like their chances to win this game.
That would be that drive a lot of people batty if that were going to be the case. There's always a chance for an upset. I got UConn. Well, I don't want to say without a shadow of a doubt, but I'll tell you this. If Alabama does go out there and beat UConn, I have no idea what the hell is going to come out of the mouth of Dan Hurley. I mean, he is going to be sarcastic. He's going to be straightforward if they win. If they lose, I can't imagine what he's going to say. Maybe be a little bit more just calm things down in a loss. Maybe a little bit more reflective. But it is Dan Hurley. Who knows what he's going to say. A matter of fact, we're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we've talked a lot about North Carolina State, Purdue, Alabama. We've heard from all of their players and their coaches. On the other side of the break, let's hear from Dan Hurley. Because, yeah, UConn did play over the weekend. They did beat up Illinois. And you know that Dan Hurley, of course, had a lot to say. We're going to hear Dan Hurley on the other side of the break. I do want to inform you about an issue that the NCAA has had. A lot of people are just starting to recognize it. And then we're going to talk about Zach Edey as well. We'll talk about Zach Edey at the top of the hour. So much to discuss. Is he just big? Is he big and skilled? What can he do at the next level? Is he a lottery selection? We're going to get into all of it.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. You want to holler at me? Knock yourself out. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Thank you so much to former coach, current CBS Sports analyst, covering all things college basketball, Steve Lapis, joined us last break. And thank you so much again to Coach. If you missed it, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. In about 20 minutes, we're going to have a game that's going to tip off between LSU and Iowa. A lot of folks are really looking forward to that one. We get a rematch of the national championship last year. Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, those two will go at it. And, you know, I guess it's appropriate, very adult of Angel Reese to tell everybody yesterday that we don't hate each other. A matter of fact, let's listen to Angel Reese. She made it very clear over the weekend. Like, I ain't got no problem with Caitlin Clark. It's just in between the lines. Listen to this.
I don't think people realize, like, it's not personal. Like, once we get out between those lines, like, if I see you walking down the street, like, it's, hey, girl, like, what's up? Let's hang out. Like, I think people just take it, like, we hate each other. Like, me and Caitlin Clark don't hate each other. Like, I want everybody to understand that it's just a super competitive game.
Okay. So, Hickey, do we see them just a fist bump before the game, right? No hug, nothing crazy, just a fist bump, right?
I'm not even sure. Like if you're before a game, like right in that moment,
right?
I don't know if you see a fist bump.
No acknowledgement. Just a little head nod then, right?
Maybe. Just, you know, yeah. Or just kind of wait till after the game and just kind of lock in. And this is obviously a big game for both teams. I don't expect, you know, before the game to exchange pleasantries.
Right. I think before we get to tip, there got to be a little bit of something. Maybe I'm going to be paying attention when they tip off in a few minutes. Now, having said that, this game is... it's highly anticipated. Everybody wants to see this. I got to be honest. I'm more interested in seeing this game than I am of any NBA game that we've had so far this season. Am I going out over a stretch? What do you think, Hickey? Am I doing too much on that?
No, I don't think so. In terms of NBA, like, there's not been a marquee matchup. Obviously, with implications like this is massive. Until we get to the playoffs. But no, I'm with you. I think this is the biggest matchup in terms of any NBA game. I'm with you in terms of hype and excitement.
Yeah. I mean, we were going to talk about LeBron James later on in the show. He had quite a game last night against the Nets. He just was on fire from downtown. But we'll get into LeBron later on. But I can't think of a game or a matchup that is maybe that Lakers game from a couple of weeks ago. That overtime game, I think that might have been the best. But it's tough right now in the NBA to have a highly anticipated matchups because it feels like the players don't play. And I know that's a terrible thing to say, but it's difficult to look at the NBA calendar and pinpoint a game and just say, oh, my God, I can't wait to see this game because there's a chance that the stars won't play or participate. And so, yeah, can't wait for Caitlin Clark, can't wait for Angel Reese. That game will tip off in about 15 minutes. I do want to go back to a comment made by Steve Lapis. We talked about UConn and Coach Hurley. Not afraid to speak his mind, not afraid to speak out, not afraid to get into it with opposing fans or his own fans. He is quite outspoken. And we've seen UConn. You would think that he'd be thrilled. He'd be happy. I mean, think about this. Throughout the course of the tournament, they've just been drubbing everybody. 91-52 against Stetson, 75-58 against Northwestern. San Diego State blew them out by 30, 82-52. And over against Illinois on Saturday, 77-52. They had a little bit more grace in handing out that butt kicking. But did Dan Hurley have grace afterwards? You could say maybe. But I can tell you one thing. He let everybody know how frustrated he was, how he found motivation for his team. Sean Harrington, who's an analyst now at ESPN, also played for Illinois. He actually tweeted this out last week. He says, Illinois to the Elite Eight, the defense showed up tonight. The Illini were the most physical team. Iowa State didn't get any easy buckets. He said, Terrence Shannon Jr. is the best player on the floor. He says he will be the best player on the floor Saturday. UConn doesn't have a good answer for him. Well, when UConn won, what do you think Dan Hurley did? He basically said, this man, Sean Harrington, former player for the Illini, he said he provided us with some great motivation. Listen to this.
Sean Harrington, who was a good player, was a McDonald's All-American, one of the staff members, wanted to add a little more fuel to my fire, a little, something. You know, UConn has not had to play against this physical a team, and they've never seen someone like Terrence Shannon, something along those lines. And, statements like that are just asinine.
Oh, wow. Hickey, he sounds like a mob boss. Why is he speaking in such hushed tones? Like he's going to, I don't know, he's going to beat the guy up afterwards.
He almost sounded like he was like re-aggravating himself as he's like talking about it. Like he's getting angry again at that, you know, Sean Harrington could think that Terrence Shannon Jr. is the best player on the court and UConn has no answer. They just blew him out. They up by 30 at one point. They held Illinois to the lowest point total of the season. And he almost sounds like he's getting more pissed off, even though he just proved Harrington wrong. He's wired differently.
Yeah, he is. He might be stewing about it right now. And by the way, Terrence Shannon Jr., he only scored 8 points, 2 of 12 from the field. And so that prediction by Sean Harrington, it proved poor. I don't know if that – does the cold takes Twitter thing still exist? Like freezing cold takes, does that still exist?
All takes exposed. Oh, I think so. I've not seen if they retweeted that, but I'm sure they got their hands on it.
Yeah, Sean Harrington providing bulletin board material. I don't know why he would say such a thing, but he did. And his team, well, they ended up with a loss, 77-52. It didn't stop there, by the way, with Dan Hurley. He talked about his motivation. And then he continued on by telling everybody, listen, I'm enjoying beating the snot out of these teams.
We feel like once we get out of that league, which is, you know, as good as any league in the country, it was, in my estimation this year, again, it should have been a six-bid league. And, it was one of the two best leagues in the country. And I just think the league, you know, prepares us for these non-conference games.
Oh man, you would think he's the underdog, and we heard Steve Lapis. He talked about him having an underdog mentality and thinking about how he had to grow up and his family. And I get all of it, but when he wins the national championship, if he wins the national championship, what is he going to do? What is he going to walk around saying nobody thought that we would get here? Is he going to, you know, stand up there when they have the little stage built after one shining moment? Is he going to plead poverty? Is he going to say how tough that UConn had it? Nobody believed in them. Like, I can't wait for this man. After every single press conference, he's stirring something up. He can't help himself. He did have something positive to say about the Big East. And by the way, yeah, people are still complaining about the teams that didn't make it into the tournament. Listen to Dan Hurley talk about how all of the competition in the Big East helped them out, prepared them to hand out these butt whoopings.
And our fan base, again, is obnoxious as on social. So everyone hates us. and it was a chance to celebrate with them because, you know, our fan base and our organization right now, you know, it's an us against the world of college basketball, and I wanted to celebrate with them.
Yeah, well, he basically said that playing in the Big East was the warm-up for this tournament. It was basically the practice for what they are all witnessing, or what we are all witnessing right now. So, yeah, well, I mean, if you want to think about Stetson, what business did they have, you know, being here? Or at least it was a butt-whooping that was expected. But playing in the Big East, Stetson, you can't hang. Northwestern, can't hang. San Diego State last year, they were darlings, can't hang. And now Illinois, the latest to fall victim to UConn. UConn only has to win two more games to become back-to-back champions. Alabama this upcoming Saturday night. Good luck to Alabama. Maybe all the threes will help him out. Head coach Dan Hurley is probably scanning Twitter right now for additional motivation. Not that he would necessarily need any. The man has only been with the team since 2018. It feels like he's been there forever already. And congratulations to UConn. Congratulations to the other three teams heading out to Arizona. North Carolina State, Purdue, and Alabama taking on UConn. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Hickey, when you take a look at the games, what do you think about how we have things set up so far?
I'm a little surprised with the parity in the sense that two number one seeds are in the Final Four. I thought with kind of all the upsets we saw in the regular season, especially in top teams on the road, that we would see more chaos. And I mean, look, we have an 11 seed, so obviously that is chaotic, a record or tied for record for biggest seed. But I thought we'd have more trip-ups of top seeds up to this point.
You thought that, well, who do you think wouldn't be? Not UConn. Who did you think wouldn't be?
I thought UConn was susceptible in terms of how hard their bracket was. I did not believe in Purdue whatsoever. That blew up in my face. But in the Sweet 16, you had every one seed, every two seed still alive. I definitely would not have thought that'd be the case.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that North Carolina State, I don't think anybody expected that. We come back. We're going to talk about Zach Edey, get into LeBron. We got more to do. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.